Leo, you want to come on up here with me? I had my lovely wife, Amy, and if you want to grab, there's a handheld microphone. You can, rather than having the cord, that way you can be, or the one on the microphone, or on the stand there, those are, in case you want to do cartwheels up here, then that way you won't have a cord. Let's make sure that this is, there we go. You know, it occurs to me that I haven't even taken the opportunity to formally introduce the leaders of Amistad. I want to introduce to you my friend Reverend Leo Passion, his wife Sybil, who is playing the piano, and their family has been leading this group for about 8 years. Sybil, do you want to just go like this so everybody could see you? Yes.
And I'm going to ask, this is probably half or 40% of the church that came. Some of them, they had other activities. So I'm going to ask all my friends from Amistad to stand up. Los que somos de la Iglesia de Amistad que se pongan de pie para saludarlos. Thank you. Pueden sentarse.
Well, as we were sharing peace with one another a few minutes ago, I had my wife whispered in my ear, "Cut your sermon down." So you're going to get the bullet points this morning. Cut it. Make it shorter.
Cuando estaba lloviendo, lo que estábamos todos esta mañana y estábamos saludándonos, decía yo, hay que cortar el sermón un poquito.
And I'm going to mention this to Leo here, in case this is the that's the version, and you can whatever works for you, okay?
Is this the summarized version?
That's not the summarized version. Nope.
Me dio su sermón y le digo, ¿es este el resumen?
So we're going to make it through this together. You know, what we do in worship is we come to pray and to sing and to hear God's word, and so we're going to do just that. So I want to read for us from the book of Acts, chapter 2, starting at verse 37. We're going to go to verse 41.
Los que venimos a la casa de Dios, venimos a cantar, venimos a adorar, venimos a expresar nuestros corazones. Y es exactamente lo que estamos haciendo este día. Y voy a leer un pasaje de la Biblia.
Hear God's word now.
Escuchen la palabra del Señor.
Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and they said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself." And with many other words, he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, "Save yourselves from this crooked generation." So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000.
La lectura que hizo Jonathan tiene que ver con Hechos 2, 25 al 28, donde llega el Espíritu Santo y Dios dice, "Esta bendición es para ustedes y para sus hijos." Y después también el Señor en su palabra dice que fueron multiplicados aquel día, añadidos a la iglesia, más de 3,000 personas.
Okay. Perfect. You're summarizing and I'm saying, okay. There's really three questions that I want to focus on this morning, and I'm going to give them to you in real quick form.
Tengo tres preguntas que quiero compartirles a ustedes esta mañana.
Periodically, when we gather for worship, I'll stand at the back of the sanctuary and I'll ask people as they walk in, "What do you need to hear from the Holy Spirit today?"
Una de las preguntas importantes que me gusta hacerle a los miembros de la iglesia cuando entran al santuario es, ¿qué necesitas escuchar del Santo Espíritu este día?
And the question often catches people by surprise.
Y algunas veces los agarro por sorpresa.
I didn't know I had to think about what I wanted to get out of worship today.
Porque mayormente no sabemos qué vamos a recibir en la adoración este día.
Maybe you're here and you're exhausted.
Tal vez te sientes cansado.
Maybe you're worried.
Tal vez estás preocupado.
Maybe your life feels so busy that you just feel like you're keeping your nose above water.
Tal vez te sientes casi ahogándose, como teniendo el agua hasta las narices.
Or you're worried that you don't know where the next bill is going to get paid or where the food's going to come from.
O estás preocupado porque no sabes cómo se va a pagar el próximo recibo o de dónde va a venir la comida para esta semana.
And so right where you're seated today, I want you to take this quiet moment and answer this question.
Quiero que estés un momento en silencio y responda a esta pregunta.
What do you need today?
¿Qué es lo que necesita usted hoy?
When the disciples gathered that first Pentecost,
cuando los discípulos se reunieron ese primer día de Pentecostés,
they were confused, they were disoriented, they were discouraged.
Estaban confundidos, estaban desorientados, no sabían qué hacer.
And let me tell you, that is exactly where the Holy Spirit meets us.
Y saben ustedes, es exactamente allí donde nos encuentra el Espíritu Santo.
One of my favorite authors has a quote that reads, "The place where God always meets us is at the end of our ropes."
Un escritor decía así: el lugar exacto donde Dios nos encuentra es cuando estamos al final de la soga.
The Holy Spirit comes to us in our places of deep need.
El Espíritu Santo viene a nosotros en los lugares cuando más necesitamos.
And sometimes it's with a whisper.
A veces él nos habla con un suspiro.
And other times it's like the story from Acts chapter 2. There was a rush of violent wind, an earth-shaking experience for these disciples gathered in that upper room.
Y algunas veces él nos habla con voz fuerte, como cuando estaban allá reunidos todos en el primer día de Pentecostés.
And what the Spirit did in their lives that day is it found the place of worry and anxiety and fear in their lives. You see, Jesus had given them a mighty task to go and make disciples of the people that they knew or the people that they were comfortable with. No, he said to go make disciples of all nations.
El Espíritu Santo los encontró en el preciso lugar donde ellos necesitaban ser encontrados. Y el mensaje que les da es el mandamiento que les da, es que vayan y hagan discípulos en todas las naciones. ¿Solamente a los que son como ellos? No, a todos.
And that is a staggering call, and it's bigger than any one of us can ever hope to accomplish. And so I want to invite you, where are the places in your life where you need the Spirit to strengthen you?
Y es exactamente lo que el Espíritu Santo hace en nosotros. Mi pregunta para ustedes esta mañana es, ¿dónde estás y dónde te puede encontrar el Espíritu Santo en tu vida?
And the Spirit invites us not to pull our bootstraps up or to try harder.
El Espíritu Santo nos está llamando para ponernos los pantalones fuertes.
But to simply rest in the knowledge that the Spirit brings comfort, it brings presence, and it brings power. The thing that happened on Pentecost was great power came into the church.
Pero aprender a descansar en el Señor, en el gran poder de Dios. Porque es lo que pasó en el día de Pentecostés. El poder de Dios se manifestó.
It gives us power to carry out that call that Jesus gave in Acts 1:8 when he says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses."
El Señor nos da poder para poder hacer lo que Él desea con nosotros. Exactamente lo que dice en la palabra, recibiréis poder cuando haya venido sobre vosotros el Espíritu Santo. Y me seréis testigos.
So the first question. What do you need?
La primera pregunta entonces es, ¿qué necesitas?
And the second question that gets asked in this story is, what does this mean?
La segunda pregunta que viene en esta lectura es, ¿qué significa eso?
Peter and the other disciples, when they told the others what it meant, the people around them thought, these guys are drunk.
Cuando la gente vio y oyó todo lo que estaba sucediendo, decían, esta gente están borrachas.
And they said, we're not drunk, it's only 9 a.m.
Y ellos decían, ¿cómo vamos a estar borrachos? Son las 9 de la mañana.
When the Spirit came in Acts, everyone in that room, they were all Galileans, and they all started speaking tongues, languages that were from far and wide. The Parthians, the Medes, the Elamites, the Mesopotamians, the Judeans, and so on. They each language that was represented signified the East and the West. It signified all peoples.
Cuando el Espíritu Santo vino en el día de Pentecostés, todas las personas que estaban allá comenzaron a hablar en sus lenguas nativas. Venían de Persia, de los Elamitas, los Mesopotámicos, los de Judea, los de Capadocia, los del Ponto, del Asia, y todos representando a sus naciones del este y del oeste, hablando sus propios idiomas.
So these men who were confused and worried, what the Spirit did for them that day, what it represented by sharing all these different tongues, is God was saying to them, listen, there is no distance that you can go. You can't go far enough to outlast the power of God.
Y lo que estaba diciendo el Señor a todos aquellos en Pentecostés es que tú no puedes de ninguna manera ser mucho más grande que el poder de Dios, porque Dios es grandísimo sobre todo las naciones y lenguas.
So if you're thinking to yourself, I don't have enough strength, or I don't have enough whatever to carry out this thing that God's placed in my life, you're exactly right. You don't, but He does.
Si usted está en esa situación esta mañana y usted dice, es que no puedo, es demasiado grande para mí, todas esas cosas que tengo que hacer y el hecho de dar testimonio a otros o hacer discípulos, es difícil. ¿Sabe qué? Tiene razón usted. Usted no puede, pero Dios sí puede.
You know, one of the most dangerous words in the English language is the word enough. I don't have enough. I'm not tall enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not whatever enough.
Una de las palabras que más usamos en el inglés y es una palabra pesada es la palabra suficiente. No tengo lo suficiente.
But when you pair that word with the Spirit, when you say enough, it's always sufficient.
Cuando usted pone eso al umbral del Espíritu Santo, Él es suficiente para usted.
Who you are, the little you have to bring, the small faith, the 5 loaves, the 2 fish, it is always enough.
No importa quién sea usted, la persona que trae los 2 peces o los 5 panes, siempre es suficiente.
And so, what does this mean? It means God's Spirit is coming into your life to give you the strength, the resources you need to carry out your holy calling.
¿Qué significa eso para nosotros? Significa que Dios nos encuentra a nosotros donde estamos y nos da el poder suficiente para hacerlo.
And finally, the last question it asks, what do we do now?
La última pregunta que tengo es, ¿qué hacemos ahora?
What do we do?
¿Qué hacemos?
We repent and be baptized.
La palabra dice que se arrepintieron y fueron bautizados.
And we gather at this table.
Y se reunieron.
Jesus gives us this holy feast to give us the presence of His Spirit with us.
Dios nos da esta fiesta para venir juntos y Él darnos de su Santo Espíritu.
To strengthen us, to encourage us, to give us the resources we need to carry out that holy purpose.
Para darnos el poder para darnos la fortaleza, para darnos los recursos que necesitamos en su nombre.
And so that's exactly what we're going to do now. We're going to gather at this table in fellowship and in celebration for the gifts of the Holy Spirit that God has poured out on each one of us. And so I'm going to invite Leo.
Y es exactamente lo que vamos a hacer ahora. Vamos a participar de su mesa, del poder del Señor que podemos recibir y ser bendecidos todos juntos.
You've been listening to a podcast from Wabash Presbyterian Church. For more sermons and resources, please visit us at wabashpresbyterian.com.